Shafita is 16. She had just moved to this country, then immediately started her freshman year at Bulkley this fall. At the very beginning, it was rough.
For the first time, I feel so scared. Some of them, they play so hard. It feels like bullies or something. I was so scared. But then there are some friends, they're really nice, bring me everywhere, show me, talk to me, so I feel a bit comfortable now.
At her home, we met the rest of her family in their living room.
Hi, I'm Roshan. I'm the eldest son in the family.
Hi, I'm Osman, and I'm from Buckley High School, so I'm 18 years old.
I'm Raja Kamal, the father of my three children, and this is my wife.
My name is Farida.
We are refugees, so we have come from Malaysia, but actually we are from Burma, Myanmar.
Many ethnic minority groups have been persecuted in Myanmar, also known as Burma, since the military took control of the government in the early 1960s. Conditions are still poor despite the military playing less of a role there in recent years. As of 2014, there were more than 90,000 Burmese refugees living in Malaysia. The Kamals relocated there over 30 years ago, and all the children were born there. The family's been preparing to come to America for years. Roger was a ship captain back in Burma, but in Malaysia he became an English teacher, and his children began learning multiple languages at the age of 4.
I speak Burmese, Malaysian, English, and I'm learning Spanish, yeah, and Chinese a little bit.
An organization in Malaysia helped the family secure refugee visas to come to the States, and here in Hartford, they've been receiving resettlement services from Catholic charities.
They arranged everything for us, even the house to stay, the food, and for our transportation, and for our health, everything.
The organization helps about 280 refugee families and individuals resettle in the Hartford area each year, and provides a wide variety of services to get them on their feet. The Kamals are settling in well. Shafita has found her family of friends. Osmond is playing soccer at Bulkley. Roshan, who is 19, has found a job in food production in Windsor. Farida Kamal doesn't speak English as well as the rest, so her family translated for her as we spoke. When she thinks about how well her children are doing in this new city.
And we feel very proud for that.
For her, she feels so happy, and she feels like, yeah, so happy. And she feels safe for us.
One desire all the children share has, however, remained unfulfilled. Roshan brought it up first.
I just wanted to see snow. I've never seen snow before.
In its absence, they discovered Hartford's closest alternative in late fall, the skating rink at Bushnell Park, and it had taken the top spot on the list of fun things to do in town. The whole family had gone to the rink the weekend before we met, and on this cold December Saturday, the Kamal kids and I left the parents at home and headed back for another visit.
Do you have any skate?
Yeah.
What size?
6.
8.
You?
8. Yeah, 8.
You too?
8, yeah.
2, 8.
After the walk from the car and the line for the skates, our fingers were already getting numb.
I feel so freezing and, yeah, I'm nervous.
Shafita had fallen the week before and was hoping there wouldn't be a repeat. We all put on our skates and made our way for the ice.
All right, let's go.
We all skated together for a while, and then I broke off from the kids so they could enjoy the rink for themselves. While only his second time on ice, Roshan used to rollerblade back in Malaysia, and his skills carried over. He alternated between skating quick laps around the rink and skating with and teaching his siblings. Ice crystals had been shimmering beneath the few clouds in the sky, and after one particular lap, I met the Kamal kids by the wall.
I saw snow just now, and there, and just like 5 seconds, and it stopped again. I was looking for it again, yeah. He seen it first, and then he showed me.
That's when you saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
What did it look like?
It's so small. Yeah.
As the Kamals were finishing up for the day, Shafita spotted her friend, Dede, and three of his siblings at the rink. They're all from Haiti. After a round of hellos and much debate, Dede and a brother put on some skates for the first time and joined the crowd on the ice. For WNPR News, I'm Jay Holt.